Good morning and welcome to this hour of worship coming to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. Today is the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. Pastor Daniel Wing has chosen for his sermon topic, Sometimes the News Isn't So Good, But. Mrs. Judy Tufel will be at the piano this morning, and your announcer is Ron Meyer. You to join us as we sing our first hymn this morning, hymn number 818, In Thee Is Gladness. That's hymn number 818.
Good morning. Welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. God's gracious peace and blessings be and abide with each of you, his good and gracious people. Amen. We do have a special occasion for today as we celebrate adult confirmation for Philip Brown and Jerry Reed. We rejoice with both of them as they make public their confession of faith in one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and as they become members here at Emmanuel as well. We do begin then in gladness. Note that psalm that is printed below that hymn. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. What a beautiful psalm, and indeed we begin in joy as we have our service this morning. We turn to page 213 in the front of our hymnals, page 213, Divine Service, setting 5, God's service to you, his people. Amen. Again, page 213, when you get turned there, if you would please stand for our worship this morning. We remember our baptisms together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, I announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join then in speaking together Psalm 85 in the front of our hymnals. Psalm 85, and we'll read it responsively, half verse by half verse, marked by the red asterisks in each verse or each line as well. I'll read the first portion, and the congregation responds with the second, and we'll conclude with the doxology all together at the end. Again, Psalm 85. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You withdrew all your wrath. Restore us again, O God of our salvation. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you not revive us again? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Faithfulness springs up from the ground. Yes, the Lord will give what is good. Righteousness will go before him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We turn to hymn number 795. We remain standing as we sing verses 1 and 5. 795, not 793, my bad. 795. Thank you. You may be seated. We continue hearing more from God's good and gracious word from our Old Testament lesson from the book of Amos, chapter 7. Amos chapter 7, verses 7 through 15. Amos, a minor prophet of the Lord. The Lord utilizes prophets to proclaim news. Oftentimes bad news, sometimes good news. The Lord chooses to use Amos in this text. This is what he showed me. Behold, the Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line. With a plumb line in his hand, and the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with a sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from his land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah, and eat bread there and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, go, prophesy to my people, Israel. And that ends our Old Testament lesson, our epistle lesson from St. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. Read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. Amen. Finally, our gospel reading from Mark chapter 6. This will also be the basis for our message for today. Mark chapter 6, we read verses 14 through 29. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And others said, he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. When an opportunity came, when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee, for when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask for me whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." And he vowed to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "For what should I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." And the king was exceedingly sorry. But because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. And his disciples heard of it. They came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the gospel of our Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. That's right. Amen. We turn to hymn number 344 in preparation for our message. Again, these words from our gospel reading for today. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. So far, our text, you may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear baptized people of God, this gospel lesson is filled up with all kinds of possible preachings, predominantly on the law. Ideas of having and holding grudges up to the point of seeing that person you hate murdered, their head removed from their bodies. And maybe it could be about adultery and having sexual relations with women who are not your own, as Herod takes his brother's wife and has her as his own wife. It could be about how we treat children and having this young girl dance in perhaps a very lascivious way, in a way that was not appropriate at all. We could talk about making oaths, swearing before God and telling people that you'll give them something you don't actually have. You see, Herod was not a king. He was just a governor. And yet he swears to this young girl, "I'll give you anything in my whole kingdom, up to half of it, for what you have done." We could talk about drinking and alcohol and how it allows us to make very bad and poor choices and decisions. We could talk about all this stuff, but we're not going to. We're going to talk about good news. Did you hear it as I read that text and I got on to those last two lines? He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. And I concluded with the words, "This is the gospel of our Lord." And a couple of you said properly, "Praise be to Christ." You know the word gospel means good news, right? And I just said a man had his head removed from his body, put on a platter, taken by a young girl to her mom. And disciples came and took his body and they buried it. This is the good news of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Where's the good news? I missed it. Sometimes the news isn't good at all. You go to the doctor, it was a simple procedure. There shouldn't have been much found, and yet there is cancer, and it's facing you down. The doctors think you have 6 months to live. Where's the good news? John was used by God to bring about news. This is the same John who stood on the banks of the Jordan River and hearkened to the people that came by, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." He welcomed them to the waters to be cleansed of their sin in preparation for the one who was coming. This is the same John who, in his mother's womb, when Mary comes to tell John's mom that she is pregnant, John, we're told in the text, does a dance inside of his mother's womb. For he is in the presence of Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of faith. John is the one who, on those same Jordan banks, in the water, as people were going by, he sees Jesus And he points and he says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's that John, the one who was called to be a prophet and indeed to be the greatest of all prophets who would ever exist. Jesus says that about him. In fact, he is in a dungeon because he dared to speak out against Herod and say, Herod, you shouldn't have done that thing of taking your brother's wife as your own. Herod has him taken and put in the dungeon cell, and Herod's wife wants him dead. Tradition holds that John, in shackles in the deepest, darkest places of that dungeon, would sing some of the most lovely hymns. Lovely hymns that echoed the grace and mercy of our good and gracious God. That's why the text says that when Herod heard him, he was greatly confused and perplexed. And yet he heard him gladly. What to do? This all started because Jesus' name was getting higher. He was doing miracles and making signs, and people saw and they heard and they wondered, who is this guy? And Herod had an idea that this was John the Baptist raised from the dead. Sometime later, a man in shackles, body bruised and battered, would be led before Herod. And Herod rejoiced to see him. And he tried to convince this man, do some signs, do some miracles. I want to see it. But the man was utterly silent. He did not open up his mouth to speak a single word. Herod and his men made fun of this man, said, he's a loser, get him out of my sight, send him back to Pilate. Jesus becomes nothing. Jesus' heart is broken to know that and to hear the news that John has died. But he has a hope that you and I can have when we hear news that is not so good. Our hearts can be raised as we hear these words. When his disciples heard of this, they came and took his body and laid it in the tomb. We know that John will be raised again because Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he also died. And you know the good news. Philip, you know the good news. Jerry, you know the good news. The good word, the good language. That he is not dead. But your God is alive. Christ Jesus has risen from the grave. He overcame Satan and sin and death and hell so that when the bad news comes, your hearts can say, oh, no, no, I hear it as good news. For our joy in suffering on account of his name. You already know that the things that you go through in your life, you are not alone. But you have a God who says to you, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Therefore, be strong and courageous. Be very strong and very courageous. As you await eternal life with him. Sometimes the news is not all that good. But each of you has within you a word of good news, that God demonstrates his own love for you in this, that while you were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for you. That is the best news you're going to hear all day. That's the best news that you're going to carry with you out those doors and into your cars and out to wherever you go. That is the news that brings a smile to your face and a little skip in your step, because you know that you have a God who sees your condition and reaches out in mercy and in love and says, "It'll be all right. We're going to get through this together." May that same spirit and that same blessing be upon this congregation. The Lord does not abandon his people, but instead he dwells within them. God's blessings to you as you welcome two new members to this congregation today. That you join with them, not only in hearing God's good and gracious word, but also as you feast on your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, may it guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We continue as we sing hymn number 789, Praise and Thanksgiving. We fill out the red friendship registers that are in our pews, and we also receive our tithes and our offerings to the Lord in honor and glory to him alone for all that he has blessed us with. Amen. Forgot to put prayers in there. Let's turn to the Lord in a brief prayer. We would add Mark Anderson to the prayers. He was in a very bad motorcycle accident a number of weeks ago. He is in an awful lot of pain, has a broken jaw, broken bones, bruised and battered up body, and so we pray God's blessings upon Mark. We would also lift up Faye Fritchie. That's Judy Ropey's mom. She had a fainting spell this past week and really damaged her knee, a lot of bruises and the like for her face, and just pray for comfort and healing for her as well. Millie Hines underwent surgery this past week. They were able to get out most of the kidney stone. This is a praise God moment. She's had so much pain and struggle with that. And they didn't think they were going to be able to get rid of it the way they did, but they did, and she is doing very well, and we praise God for that. Luanda Pinkapank also had pneumonia this past week, and we would continue to lift her up to the Lord and pray for strength and healing for her as well. With those things in mind, we also give thanksgiving for the rescue of the soccer team in Thailand, as well as the coach, and that would be always a reminder for them and for us of God's gracious mercy for us in Jesus Christ. And of course, we will pray for rain. With those thoughts in mind, you can remain seated and we'll pray. O eternal Father in heaven, indeed, by your hand you deliver to us good news. But it comes at the cost of seeing an innocent man dying on a cross for the sins of all humanity when he had no sin born in his own flesh of his own doing. We rejoice, gracious Father, that you give to us still good news, that you sought us out when we were but lost sheep, and you rescued us and delivered us. We give you thanks and praise. Lord, continue to be and abide with each of us. I pray your special hand of blessing to be upon this congregation and all of her members. Continue to strengthen them, and oh Lord, at just the right time, you will provide an under-shepherd for them. I pray, O Lord, that your will would be done and that you would be with this individual and this congregation. I give you thanks and praise for the people of this congregation and this community who has welcomed me as their under-shepherd in such a marvelous and kind way. Gracious Father, I thank you for the relationship that we've had over these past years. Pray, O Lord, that you would continue to be and abide with this place and this community, that good news of Jesus Christ may continue to be proclaimed not only by the under-shepherd of this place, but especially by your beautiful, beautiful congregation, that each of them in their own lives may display Christ, may represent him wherever they go. Gracious and eternal Father in heaven, then, we also lift up to you those who are hurting, whether it's in mind, body, soul, or spirit. Gracious Father, we lift up to you Mark and pray, O Lord, that you would bring healing for his body. We thank you that he seemed to have sustained no brain damage, and pray, O Lord, that you would just strengthen him and be with his whole family as they lean upon you for all healing. We pray the same for Faye and pray that you would just bring healing to her body as well. Gracious Father, I give you thanks and praise for the recovery that my Uncle Steve has undergone as well. He was so sick when we saw him for the family reunion. But, O Lord, as I understand it, you have allowed for healing in his body and in his mind. We rejoice, gracious Father, in that good news. We pray as well, Lord, a prayer of thanksgiving for Millie. We thank you for the successful surgery for her and pray that you would allow for continued healing for her body and be with her as she has another procedure done in a few weeks. Lord, that you would continue to watch over Luanda and be with her as she overcomes pneumonia, such a damaging illness. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen her not only in body but also spirit. Gracious Father, then, that you would also receive our thanksgiving for the rescue for that soccer team in Thailand, as well as the coach. Oh Lord, disaster can suddenly strike and no one knows when or how. But let us always rely upon you, the one who has rescued us from sin, death, Satan, and hell itself. And gracious Father, then, hear our plea. We beg you, as a community, as individuals, we beg for your mercy from the skies, that you would deliver to this place rain. O Lord, that this may be done only to your glory. Gracious Father, that you would rain down your blessings upon us, that you would do so as you send that rain from the heavens. But, O Lord, we know that ultimately all things are in your hand. And we trust in your purposes for us, no matter what they are, even if they disagree with what we intend or hope for. For we know that your will is always good, and that you desire it for your people, that we may always draw upon you for all strength and for all that we are. Lord, all these things we bring before your throne this day, thanking and praising you for all that you deliver to us. We join then in praying together that most solemn of prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue with the rite of confirmation for Philip and Jerry. If both of you would come forward. And we'll turn to page 272 in your hymnals. Page 272. I address you, catechumens. It's not a bad word, I promise you. It's a good word. We got a first, I think, ever in world history that a former referee in the NCAA for 20 years, Jerry, is being confirmed alongside of Philip, who played college basketball. I don't think you ever reffed him, though, right? No. I told him, no arguing. But we praise God for both of you gentlemen and for the confession of faith that you make today. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Each of you has been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts then, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Go, Philip. I ask you then, do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, respond by saying, "Yes, I do." Yes, sir. And do you renounce the devil? Yes, sir. Okay. And do you renounce all his works? If so, answer by saying, "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce.
And do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce.
And do you believe in God the Father Almighty? And we all join in responding on this one. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I ask you both then, do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? If so, say, "I do." And do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true? And respond, "I do."
I do.
And do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, say, I do by the grace of God. And do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? If so, respond by saying, I do by the grace of God. And do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? So respond by saying, I do by the grace of God. Very good. We rejoice then with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. You're right back. I'm going to grab this. Sorry, I forgot to do this. I've got to look up your confirmation verses here. We're taking a time out. That's what this is. Just a time out, that's all. Very good. Questions two. Philip, I did not grab my ladder, so you got to bend down. Oh, goodness, sorry. Philip Brown, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Your confirmation verse from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Philip, welcome to our congregation. We're so glad to have you, and praise God for you and all the folks at Royal Oaks. What a blessing you are to our community and congregation as well. All right. And I picked these out, but I didn't memorize them. All right. Jerry, Neil. Jerry. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, may he strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Your confirmation verse from Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. These words of our good and gracious God. Jerry, we welcome you to the congregation as well and pray God's blessings upon you as you join with us in fellowship as well. We join our hearts then in a word of prayer. Basketball teams do this all the time. Let's put our hands together. Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you have united your children in the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by his blood. Renew in them the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance with a faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of Satan and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort only in him, learning from this sacrament to love you and their neighbor and to bear their cross with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of their bodies and life immortal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We won't say offense or defense. On the count of three, we'll say Jesus. One, two, three. Jesus. All right. Sorry. You're reverent. I don't mean it that way. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples upon his resurrection as he came to them and he declared to them, "Peace be with you." Amen. Amen. And we at this time show our gratitude to our gracious God for the gift of each of these men and their lives and their confession of faith. And we welcome them as members of this congregation as well. You guys can head back to your seats and we'll have a picture time after church is done. Thank you guys for coming up. Sorry. There you go. There we go. This poor plant. I'll try to fix this as best I can. There we go. All right. We continue in our service then as we institute and distribute the Lord's Supper. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it him, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may he be and abide with you always. Amen. You may come forward. Welcome to the Lord's table. Dave, take and eat. Mark, the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sin. Dave and Mark, may this true body and blood of our Lord, may it strengthen and preserve in you the true faith that leads to life everlasting. Depart in peace and in joy as you serve the Lord, and as now you serve his people. Amen.
There are blessings you cannot
True body and blood of our Lord made strengthen and preserve in you the true faith that leads to life everlasting. Depart in peace and enjoy as you serve the Lord and as you serve one another. Amen.
Stay right here. Sweet, sweet spirit in this place.
Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord bless and keep you always. Each of you are God's precious children through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His body given for you in death, that you would have the gift of everlasting life. The Lord bless and keep you always. Both of you are God's precious children through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take and eat the body of our Lord given for you in death. The Lord bless and keep you always. You are his precious child through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord continue to bless and keep you always. Strengthen each one of you in the one true faith to life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life, to life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death, that you have the gift of everlasting life. Take and eat. Tie, the Lord bless and keep you always. You're his precious child in the waters of holy baptism. Amen. May this true body and blood of our Lord made strengthen and preserve in you the true faith that leads to life everlasting. Depart in peace and in joy as you serve the Lord and as you serve one another. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given for you. Hayden, the Lord bless and keep you always. You are his precious child through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body broken and given for you in death. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you. May the Lord continue to bless and keep you always. Each of you are God's precious children through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body broken and given for you in death. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord bless and keep you always. Each of you are God's precious children through the waters of holy baptism. May the Lord continue to bless this family as you guys move and watch over you and keep you safe always in him. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death. Take and eat the body of our Lord. May this true body and blood of our Lord, may it strengthen and preserve in you the true faith that leads to life everlasting. Depart in peace and in joy as you serve the Lord and as you serve one another. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death, that you'd have the gift of everlasting life. Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord bless and keep you always. Each of you are God's precious children through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death, that you would have the gift of everlasting life. Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body broken and given for you in death, that you would have the gift of everlasting life. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord given for you.
This flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease. Amazing grace shall then prevail.
May this true body and blood of our Lord may it strengthen and preserve in you the true faith that leads to life everlasting. Depart in peace and in joy as you serve the Lord and as you serve one another. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body broken and given for you in death. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death, that you have the gift of everlasting life. Take and eat the very body of our Lord given for you. The Lord bless and keep you always. You are his precious child through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you. Take and eat the body of our Lord given for you. The Lord bless and keep you always. Each of you are God's precious children through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death. Yes, the Lord bless and keep you always. You're his precious child through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death. Take and eat the very body of our Lord.
Each day begin with prayer, praise, and adoration.
May this true body and blood of our Lord, may it strengthen and preserve in you the true faith that leads to life everlasting. Depart in peace and in joy as you serve the Lord and as you serve one another. Amen.
His presence cheer you with your Savior at your side. Foes need not alarm you. In his promises confide, and no ill can harm you.
Welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat the body of our Lord given for you. The Lord bless and keep you always. Both of you are God's precious children through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death, that you would have the gift of everlasting life. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord bless and keep you always. 8 a.m. You are his precious child through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. What happened here? Good call, Mom. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his body given for you. The Lord bless and keep you always. Both of you are his precious children through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his body given for you. The Lord bless and keep you always. Each of you are God's precious children through the waters of holy baptism. His peace and joy be with you always. Amen. Nice try, Ava. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The very body of our Lord given for you in death, that you have the gift of everlasting life. May this true body and blood of our Lord, may it strengthen and preserve in you the true faith that leads to life everlasting. Depart in peace and in joy as you serve the Lord and as you serve one another. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you in death. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body given for you. True body and blood of our Lord, may it strengthen and preserve in you the true faith that leads to life everlasting. Depart in peace and enjoy as you serve the Lord and as you serve one another. Amen. You know, it's called the Eucharist. It's a giving thanks meal. And I thank you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, for allowing me to serve you, your Lord. This will be my last time being able to do that with you as your pastor, but it has been a joy and a privilege. Amen. Please stand as we pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacrament. And we ask you to not forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor, and may he grant each of you his peace. Amen. You may be seated. We sing our closing hymn.
To them his grace he showeth, and their sorrows all he knoweth. Though he giveth or he taketh, God his children ne'er forsaketh. He's the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy.